Zechanishmas Avi Murray Yaakov Yisrael Pilcha Zechanishmas Daniel and Shainavas Yeshua Fala. Okay, good morning, everybody. I'm sorry for the delay. Parshas Korach. So what should we speak about in Parshas Korach? So this is what I was thinking. Korach was saying, Ki kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim. Everyone, everyone's holy. Everyone's equal. So why should you, Moshe Rabbeinu, say that you're in charge or this one is holier than someone else? So that's what I want to discuss, different levels of Kedusha. In other words, Korach is saying, Ki kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim, but it's not true, because there are different levels in Kedusha that Yiddishkeit has. The first mission in Kalim, Eser Kedusha Sein. There are, 10 levels of Kedusha. So therefore, there are different levels of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, the different levels of Kedusha. So let's speak about what the Torah was speaking about this week's Parsha of the Kohen Levi, and you want to be the Kohen, why do you get the Kahuna, etc. So there's an interesting Meshech Chachma, Rav Shechter likes to quote this Meshech Chachma, and it tells us a din in Hilchas Pidyon HaBen. We know that Pidyon HaBen, if the mother or the father is a Kohen or a Levi, there's no Pidyon HaBen. Right? So that's why, and then if it's a C-section, there's no Pidyon HaBen. So that's why Pidyon HaBens are not as often as other mitzvahs are, because you can knock it out with the mother being a Bas Kohen, Bas Levi, or the father being a Kohen or a Levi, or a C-section. So that knocks out a good percentage of the. So let me ask you the following, Shaila. What do you think the halacha is the following? What if the mother is a bas kohen? She's a kohenis. She's a bas kohen. And the father's a goy. That's the first scenario. Second scenario, the mother is a levia. She's a bas levi. And the father's a goy. What would you say? Yes, Pidyon HaBen or no Pidyon HaBen? Okay, the two scenarios again. The mother is a bas kohen, the father is a goy, and the second scenario, the mother is a bas levi, and the father is a goy. Yes, Pidyon HaBen or no Pidyon HaBen?
No Pidyon HaBen.
What would you say, Harav John? What do you say?
Said no. A bas levi and a bas kohen don't have Pidyon HaBen.
Bas levi bas kohen doesn't have Pidyon HaBen, right? Right, that's what you would say, right?
Yeah,
that would be the logical svara. Does anyone want to take issue with Rabbi Isrin? So, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, it's based on the Gemara in Bechoros. The Shulchan Aruch is in Yoredeya Shin Hei Sif Yud Ches. Okay. So it says, Kohanim Leviim Peturim Pidyon HaBen. Fafilu Kohenis Leviim Nisun Yisrael. Ein HaBen Chayv Pidyon. Right? Fimis Abra Me'ovid Kochovim. Ben HaLeviya Potter Pidyon HaBen Uben HaKohenis Chayv Pidyon HaBen. So the Shulchan Aruch says that Harav Yisrin, half right, you're half right. But half wrong. That if the mother is a Leviya and the father is a Goy, so the mother's a Leviya, part of Pidyon HaBen. That's what Rabbi Yisrael said. But you know what? If the mother is a Kohenis, she's the daughter of a Kohen, and the father is a Goy, you know what the halacha says in Shulchan Aruch? Chayiv in Pidyon HaBen. So what's the why? Rabbi Yisrin said a good svara. All right. So what's the nakuda?
She went down, she lost her kahuna when she married
exactly.
the boy.
Exactly. Exactly. You see? Rav Nissim points out, and I'll read you the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch. Shari nischalala imo min hakahuna bebe'ila sa'ovei kochavim. You see? She lost the kahuna, her status to be a kohenis. So why did you say the same thing by Olivia? No. So the answer is, says the Meshech Chochma, and this is, Rav Shechter likes to point this out from the Meshech Chochma, that because Levia really doesn't have intrinsic Kedusha. You could only lose Kedusha if you had Kedusha. But Levi doesn't have inherent Kedusha. It's a status to be a Levi. To be a Levi is a status. But it's not a Kedusha. That's what Rav Shechter always points out for the Meshech Chochma. If you want to see the Meshech Chochma, it's in Bamidbar, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Mem Hey. Okay? So that's a fascinating halacha. That, again, halacha is a Kohen Levi or Kohenis Levi, Potter from Pinyan Ben. But if you are Kohenis and you nivel to a guy, she loses her kahuna because kahuna is a kedusha, and it's nischalel. It's nischalel. So Mamela, she's not considered like Ohenis. This is the Chiyuv Pinyan Aben. But Levia, like Rav Shechter points out that the Meshech Chochma was saying, doesn't have an inherent kedusha. So when the Levia cohabits with a guy, she's still a Levia. And Mamela, there's no Pinyan Aben. Fascinating. So the Meshech Chochma says, based on this, that we know there's a halacha in Kedusha. There's the Etzem HaKedusha, say the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah is Kadosh, right? Now you put the Sefer Torah on the Bima, right? So the covering, the velvet covering, I mean, today they use plastic a lot, but let's say you put it directly on the velvet covering. So the velvet covering is called a Tashmish to Kedusha because it's servicing the Kedusha. It's coming in direct contact with the Sefer Torah, right? Now, what about the Bima itself? The Bima doesn't come in contact with the Sefer Torah, right? Because the Bima is underneath the covering. So what is that called? A Tashmish to Tashmish. So a Tashmish of the Etzem HaKedusha is the Sefer Torah. The mantle or the velvet covering, that if it's touching the Sefer Torah, that services the Kedusha. That's called a Tashmish to Kedusha. But underneath that is the Bima itself. That's called a Tashmish to Tashmish. And the Gemara says in Megillah that a Tashmish Kedusha has Kedusha, that you have to put that in Shemus. You can't just get rid of it. But a Tashmish to Tashmish doesn't have Kedusha. So the Meshech Chochma, as Rav Shechter always says over this Meshech Chochma, how did Chazal know that? How did Chazal know that? That a Tashmish Kedusha has Kedusha, but a Tashmish to Tashmish is too far removed, and it doesn't. So the Meshech, as Rav Shechter explained this Meshech Chochma, the Pshat is, because you see that a Korban is the Etzem HaKedusha. And who services the Korban? The Kohen. And who's, so he has Kedusha. That's why there's a din of what? By Kohenis Nischala, the Kedusha by Pinyan Aben. And who services the Kohen? The Levi. So the Levi is a Tashmish to Tashmish. And since, as we saw before, Levi doesn't have a din Kedusha, that's why, because it's not called Nischala Kedusha. So then what? So you see from here, as Rav Shechter pointed out for the Meshech Chochma, that a Tashmish Kedusha has Kedusha because the Kohen is a Tashmish Kedusha. But the Levi is a Tashmish to the Shashmish that doesn't have Kedusha, and Memela says the Meshech Chochma, that could be a source of the halacha in the Gemara, that a Tashmish Kedusha has the Kedusha, the things that are touching the Sefer Torah have Kedusha, but the thing is, the step removed, like the Aron itself, not the Aron, the Bima itself, which is not in contact with the Sefer Torah, does not have Kedusha. And that's the idea that Korach says, Kol Ha'eda Kulam Kedoshim. it's true that everyone, every yid is special, but there's still levels of kedusha. There's still levels of kedusha, and that's so that's the first thing I wanted to share with you, is this halach and hilchas pedyon haben, and this mesha chachma. Now I want to share with you something else. So let me tell you the following. What about, you know, there's different levels of Kedusha Lagabe Sifrei HaKodesh. Say this Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, right? And we know there's a halacha that you're not supposed to put something on a chumash, right? You're not supposed to put a navi on a chumash, right? That din is brought down in halacha, and right, because a chumash has more kedusha than what? Than a navi, right? So and ksuvim has more. As less kedusha than that, so the different levels of kedusha. So, and you know, we always say, you know, you have a sitter and you don't put a sitter on a chumash, etc. So, let me tell you two very interesting chidushim regarding this. Two very interesting chidushim. And that is the following. The Aruch HaShulchan, if you want to look it up, it's in Reish Pei Beis in Yoredeya, Chav Beis. The Aruch HaShulchan says that this whole thing that you were all taught as kids, right, you all taught this as kids, right? You don't put something on top of the Chumash, right? You all taught, you teach your kids that. So it's not so pashut that that's true. Why? It's a perish din. What do you mean it's not pashut? It's true. Now the answer is maybe that doesn't apply to printed chumashim and printed neviim. The Aruch HaShulchan says that today everything is defus, so it's all equal. Kol ha'ida kulam kedoshim. It's all the same. It's all the same. It doesn't have a hierarchy anymore, because you have to realize, what is a chumash? You know what a chumash is? Let me tell you what a chumash is. There's very few chumashim that are around. You know what a chumash is? A chumash is a scroll that has the whole brachos, or the whole shmos. And the Sefer Torah has brachos, shmos, vayikra, b'midbar, dvarim, the whole thing. But a chumash is a scroll written like a Sefer Torah, but just a Bereishis, or just a Shmois, or just a Vayikra. That's a Chumash. Today, no one bothers writing Chumashim, because for what, Lama? You know, what do we... But then, before the printing press, a person wanted a Chumash, so he didn't want to have the full Kedusha of Sefer Torah, so he wanted to have a Chumash, so they printed a Chumash. Okay? And a chumash was written with dyo, and it was written with klaf, and that was a chumash, but it was just a brachos or just a shmos. It's interesting that the Rambam says a chiddush. The Rambam says that you can be yotzei kriyas haTorah from a chumash. Now he doesn't mean you could just take your local chumash off the shelf and read it in shul. He means if you have a scroll, you don't have a chumash, chamisha chumshe Torah, like a Torah. You don't have a Torah, but you just have a bamidbar. You happen to have a scroll, like people have the scrolls of Yeshayahu and Yirmiyahu and all these things. So you have a scroll of bamidbar. And the Rambam writes this in the tshuva. He says the reason why, the poskim say, you know, we know we've all been in shul one time or other, where there was a psul in the Sefer Torah, right? Right. So what do? They take out another Sefer Torah. So the question is, yeah, but what about what you read beforehand? What does it do good that you're taking out a new Sefer Torah? But what about what you read till now? You found the psul in Ravi, but what about what you read till now? Forget till now. What did you read last Shabbos and the Shabbos before and the Shabbos before? So what is this? So the answer is that the Rambam's, the poskim say, is based on the Rambam. That since the Rambam holds that we can be yotzei even from a chumash, so therefore, lagabe, what we read in the past, we're not going to reread. And we're going to rely on the Rambam's psak, because a pasul sefer Torah is no worse than just a chumash. So therefore, what you read in the past, you don't have to reread again. Because that's like a status of a chumash. That's an important thing. Oh, so many years ago, this I'm sure was like Tovshin Lamed Aleph or something. The Rav Moshe Feinstein's son-in-law, Rav Moshe Shizgal, passed away. Right, and it's interesting. I always tell people, you know, there's always a discussion whether you could have the same name as your father-in-law. So I always say that both Rav Moshe Feinstein had two son-in-laws, and even though they had, one was Moshe David Tendler, and Rav Moshe David Tendler was Elio Moshe Shizgal, but they were both known as Moshe. No one calls Rabbi Tendler David Tendler. It was Rav Moshe Tendler and Rav Moshe Shizgal. They were both known by the name Moshe, and it's interesting, you know, because they're different minhagim, you know, especially when you're in the shidduch world. You know, and names become, some people are very sensitive not to go out with girls with the same name as their mother. Or, you know, it's a whole thing in that world. You know, a person should get hadracha of what he should be makbid for, and what, you know, like people say, it's hard enough to get a shidduch as it is, that you're going to make it even more difficult to, you know, not to go out with girls the same name as your mother, or the same name as your father. But okay, whatever it is. So Rav Moshe Shizgal passed away a long time ago. Like, it was Tovshin Lamed Aleph. Rav Moshe Tendler just passed away recently, but Rav Moshe Shizgal passed away many years ago. And the Agudas Yisrael printed a Torah journal called Am HaTorah. It was and Rav David Feinstein wrote a piece. He didn't print so much during his lifetime, Rav David, in halacha, like tshuvas, like his father did, printing things. But he printed this one thing. He printed other things too. He printed a Haggadah that has Piskei Din, other things too. And he says a chiddush, an unbelievable chiddush. He said like this, that we think that you can't put a Navi, you can't put a Navi on top of a Chumash, but a Chumash, you can put him on top of a Navi, right? So I told you before that the Aruch HaShulchan of David Feinstein quotes it, says that when it's printed, all these hierarchies don't apply. When it's printed, all these hierarchies don't apply. But Rav David Feinstein wants to say a bigger Chiddush. He wants to say that a printed Navi has more Kedusha than a printed Chumash. Why? Because some poskim hold that a Chumash is only a Chumash if it's a scroll. Two things. First of all, it has to be printed a cloth with yo, and it has to be a scroll, which a printed Chumash is not. But a Navi doesn't necessarily have that requirement. So a printed Navi might be a real Navi. And that's, but a printed Chumash is not a real Chumash. So therefore, Rav David said that it could be that not only more than the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's you know, all Shavah B'Shavah because it's all printed. Rav David said in that article in Am HaTorah that it could be that a Navi today, a printed Navi today, has more kedusha than a sefer Torah, than a chumash, because the chumash is only a chumash if it's on a scroll and a cloth and yo. And Navi doesn't have that requirement necessarily, according to some of the achronim. So Mamela, not only is, like the Aruch HaShulchan said, that they're all equal, but it could be a Navi is even higher. So this is two interesting illustrations when Korach is challenging the Eda, says Kula Eda Kulam Kedoshim. So the answer is, we believe that every Yid has Kedusha. But on the other hand, we do believe that there's different levels of Kedusha. Now, when it comes to like killing somebody, you know, we say you can't kill somebody to save your own life, because who says your my chaz is damach sumach tfei, right? Who says? In other words, we believe that everyone's life is equal, right? Everyone's life, we believe everyone's life is equal. Even though one person might be contributing so much more to society, and might be whatever, it doesn't matter. We do not have a right to say that this person's life is worth more than someone else's person. And that's why you can't kill someone else to save your own life. But on the other hand, levels of Kedusha are different. The different levels of Kedusha. And in fact, and also Lagabe Hatzalah, which is an interesting thing. The Mishnah in Horius says that there could be different levels of Hatzalah. If you have to save two people, who do you save first? That was the hardest question I ever got in all my life in Shilas. When somebody, a Talmud of mine, wanted to donate an organ. And the question was, who to donate it to? And there were different people who needed it. So, you know, so the end, I spoke to Reb David Cohen about it. It's a whole thing. In the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated it that some third person got it, whatever. You know, you see that we think we're you know, because that's the hardest shayla you can ever get in life. Because then you have to play God, you know, mi yichya u mi yomus. You know, there are different levels of kedusha and there are different levels of, you know, Shabbat. We make Havdalah on Motzai Shabbos Yontif, right? Ben kedusha Shabbos le kedusha Yontif Hivdalta, right? That they're both kaddish, but Shabbos is a higher level of kedusha. You know, there's a whole discussion. It's becoming popular, this shaila, about people want to make early Shabbos, so they make early Shabbos in the summer. But now, early Yontif we usually never make, right? Because you can't make early Shavuos, and because you're supposed to have Tamimus, you can't make early Pesach, and you can't make early Sukkos because it's Hukkah Shel Pesach. But the question is, could you make early Yontif Sheni? This became a whole thing about making like Shavuos. We had second day of Shavuos, so people don't want to, so some Rabbanim permit it. Some Rabbanim say no, that's a zilzul, because Yontif Sheni is obviously a lower level than Yontif Rishon, and now you're infringing upon the territory of Yontif Rishon to be Mekabel Yontif Sheni. So some hold that's a zilzul, some hold it's not, whatever. But there are different levels of kedusha, and that you see here from Kohen Levi, you see from Torah Neviim Ksuvim, and you see the different levels as well. Okay, let me show you a word of Agada. It's from the Sefer the Drushes Lechem Shloimo. Who's the Drushes Lechem Shloimo? Did you ever hear of this person? Rav Shlomo Zalman Ehrenreich. Any Hungarians here in the group? You have to be a Hungarian Yid, you know what I mean?
There's a whole set of Svarim by him.
Right. Yeah. He was one of the Gedolim, you know. I wish that Litvisha Velt would know more about the Hungarian Rabbanim. That's my shita. That the Litvisha Velt were not taught to appreciate the Hungarian Rabbanim. What can I tell you? Okay, it should be the worst problem. But so he was one of the big Rav. He wrote different Svarim. Chuvas, Rabbi Kelimer, he was a man who knew all these Svarim. In fact, I'll tell you one last thing before I tell you this drasha. One of the last Rabbi Kelimer unfortunately passed away. One of the last conversations I ever had with Rabbi Kelimer was the following. This was the shaila. a Talmud who unfortunately was not able to father a child. He's not able, the Zera was not potent. He's not able to father. So Ramosha permitted, you know, to use, like Cohen pointed out, to get from a sperm bank, to get a non-Jewish sperm, put it in his wife, and have a child. And no one has to know about it, you know? I mean, no one has to know about it, meaning that the community. Okay, you got it? You with me?
Thank you. Yes, that's good.
So but we didn't hear the last 30 seconds or so.
Okay, so let me tell you. So the story was like this. I have this Talmud, married Talmud, happily married, not able to have a child. So that's a very sad thing, you know, because the marriage is great. It's not the first time I've had this. You know, who's to know? You know what I mean? Who's to know? You know? So I hold one of the most courageous psukim for Rav Moshe that Rav Moshe ever gave. And the most significant, even though it was big tumult, is the fact that he permitted using Zera from other people. Because I see in life, you know, imagine such a couple that's happily married and then they're told that they can't have children together. You know, it's a tremendous tsar, tremendous. So Rav Moshe permitted to go use a sperm bank and the non-Jewish sperm. You know, they do. They make sure the features are somewhat similar. You know, they make sure the features are somewhat similar because it shouldn't be that the husband and wife look one way and then they have this kid who's totally, you know, and this is a, you know, no one wants to publicize this, you know, it's a busha and it's whatever, but he permitted it. So what, and Baruch Hashem, she got pregnant. So what's the problem? I'll tell you what the problem was. And this, the mother couldn't sleep at night because of this. And that is that her husband that she's married to is a Levi. And obviously this boy is not going to be a Levi because this boy's biological father is a goy. And the mother is very Israelis. So she's already worrying in her pregnancy, what's going to be 13 years down the road when my son won't be able to get the Levi Aliyah, and now it's going to be a big busha to me that my husband is getting the Levi Aliyah, my son is not getting the Levi Aliyah. Because, and no one has to know what happened, but everyone, it would be a tremendous busha. And she, you know, and that was the, so the question is, could we calm her down and say, you know, don't worry, in 13 years from now, Mishum Kavod HaBrius will give your son, you know, the Levi Aliyah also, even though he's not a Levi. Else Kavod HaBrius. That was the one of the last conversations I ever had with Rabbi Kelmer. And he was mitzadeh that, again, we're not here to give psukim on this topic now, but he was mitzadeh that Laman Kavod HaBrius. Not everyone agreed. I discussed it with different people about it, but his natiya was to think that Laman Kavod HaBrius, it's the, you know, that you could do such a thing like that. You know, that's a longer conversation. But that was you know, Rabbi Kelman, I told the Rabbitson at by the Shiva, I said, I always enjoyed when one of my Talmidim would marry a girl from West Hempstead. So then I would get to sit next to Rabbi Kelman at a chasana and we'd be able to talk and learning. So this was at a chasana where we discussed this in learning. Okay, so let's get back now. So Rabbi Kelmer, he was a bucky in all these farms. So he knew Rav Shlomo Zalman Ehrenreich farm, and that was another conversation we had, but not for now. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Ehrenreich quotes a Zohar that says that what? That Korach was mechulach on Shabbos. Korach was mechulach ala Shabbos. So what does that mean? So he says the pshat is like this. Because what's Korach's idea? Kol eida kulam kedoshim. Everyone's holy. So why should Moshe Rabbeinu decide that he's holier than everyone else, that he's the leader and his brother's the leader? Kol Eida Kulam Kedoshim. So there shouldn't be any leader. So says Chazal, that's against the Shabbos. Why? Because the whole idea of Shabbos, the Shabbos, like Rabbi Jonas and Sachs has a sefer called Chemdas Ayomim, Shabbos is a special day. We don't agree to that. We say, no, not all the days are equal. Shabbos is more holy. So his holy Hashkafa was Mechulak ala Shabbos. And that's what we say, the Zohar HaKadosh says, that Shabbos, the whole bracha of the whole week is totally in Shabbos. That's why they say from the Chavetz Chaim, he said, why do you have to end Shabbos early? Make Shabbos as long as you can. It's the generator of the bracha of the whole week. And we say, L'chadodi, ki hi mekor ha-bracha. So that's what Korach's idea of kol ayam kula kedoshim, that one person shouldn't be a leader over all other people. The answer is no, there should be. There should be hadracha, and there should be a leader. And, you know, and this week, this tomorrow is the yurt site of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who was one of the great leaders. You know, different people have different, you know, people like Lubavitcher, but he definitely was a leader in Klal Yisrael. And you know, leadership in Klal Yisrael is something that's very important. You know, Rosh Hashivas and Rebbes and things, you know, it is. And you see that's why Korach was wrong. Kol Olam Kodom Gnoshim, we do believe in the Kedusha of every Jew. But on the other hand, we also believe that there is a difference between a Kohen and a Levi, and there's a difference between a Yisrael and a Kohen, and we believe that there's a difference between Torah, Nevi, and Meksuvim. We do have hierarchies, and that you should look at the first mission in Kalim. Eser Kedusha same. There's the Kedushas Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Azara, and Yerushalayim, and Bate Arichoma. You know, so we value everyone's life, and we value everyone's, but we believe that there's a Kedusha in Klal Yisrael, and there's a need to have. They have manhigim in Klal Yisrael. The manhigim are l'shem shamayim. That to have hadracha, it's a very important thing. That you know, we read that Yeshua took over for Moshe Rabbeinu. He said it couldn't be that the Torah says it should be the katzon asher le'ein lehem roeh. You know, it can't be a hefker world, and every community has to have a leader, and the leader has to be erlich, a person. And it has to be l'shem shamayim, you know. But we believe that in Klal Yisrael is definitely an importance for this. So and the Arizal says that even for Korach there's a tikkun in the end. Tzadik katamar yifrach. The Arizal says is the sofei teva tzadik is the kuf katamar resh yifrach is the osios Korach. Because Korach was from the, you know, the Nose Aaron. He wasn't, you know, he was a chash of a person. It's just whatever. He had a different view of things than Moshe Rabbeinu, and it wasn't a simple matter. But there's a tikkun that Arizal says even for Korach. But the idea of that everyone is holy is true, but therefore that's not a reason that there shouldn't be a hanhaga, there shouldn't be manhigus in Klal Yisrael, and that we need. Klal Yisrael needs proper leaders, and that was Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's one of our, you know, emuna on the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the vua Moshe Rabbeinu, mokam Yisrael kamoshe od is. Is part of Ikrei Emuna. That's what Rav Shefter said. Rav Kook said that the reason why the Sechiras, you know, the Sechiras of we have the, you know, different Shesh Sechiras, and the Sechiras of remembering the Chet of Miriam. Why was that so significant? Because that's what they were saying. Lashon Hara. We read that a couple of weeks ago in Parshas Bahaloscha, that who does Moshe Rabbeinu think he is? You know, we also are holy people, and we still are able to live a normal life with husband and wife, and we don't divorce our wives, etc. But Pasuk says no. But in Echanami, Ish Moshe is different. Moshe was different, even though these other people were great manhigim and great tzaddikim. But Moshe was a bigger onav. He had bigger hashras hashchina than other people were, and there a hadraga in Moshe Rabbeinu also, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Odon Hanavim, and even Yeshua, the Gemara says Pnei Moshe Kacham Pnei Yeshua Kalavana. And I'll end with one last thing. The Zakenim said Pnei Moshe Kacham Pnei Yeshua Kalavana. So I remember Moshe Dreisinger said to me from the Ksav Sofer, he said, why was it the Zakenim who said that Moshe was greater than Yeshua? Why was it the Zakenim? So the answer is, because the Ksav Sofer says, or Moshe Dreisinger pointed out from the Ksav Sofer, that the younger people were saying, what are you judging Yeshua? Yeshua is still young. He's still young, but he'll get older. He'll be like Moshe Rabbeinu also. But the Zakenim said, no. We remember what Moshe was when he was young, and Yeshua doesn't compare to him. So that's why this Kenim said, "Oy lo osho busha, oy lo osho chlima." But the Chafetz Chaim says one last thing, that it's not only this the osho busha, osho chlima that the people were saying about themselves. He said, we know we can't be a Moshe Rabbeinu, but Yeshua, that they could have been. If they would have been, constantly learning and constantly listening to the Rebbe Shir, etc. But they weren't saying a bush on Yeshua. Pashup Shad is a bush on Yeshua, that he's not on the same Madrega as Moshe. But Chavetz Chaim saying no, it's a bush on the other people, that at least they know they couldn't have been a Moshe Rabbeinu, but at least they could have been a Yeshua, and even that they weren't. Okay, so that's the ideas that we learned from Parshas Korach in Halacha and Hashkafa. And I wish you all a good Shabbos.